Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me now to talk a little bit about the upcoming programs and activities virtually at the Farmington Public Library, friend of the show, Jennifer Lehigh Valley Ryan is here. Good morning.
Is that my official name?
Isn't it?
How'd you get a copy of my verse?
Are my notes wrong? The show prep I did all morning is wrong?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
maybe a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my staff about that. Yeah. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So the library is open.
We are open.
Right.
We do have limited hours.
Right.
And, of course, we have online resources available all day, air day.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Because you are kind of requesting that folks limit their time at the library because of those limited hours and limited capacity, right?
Limited capacity, limited hours, and, of course, the pandemic. The less time you spend
right.
out among other people, the less chance you have of spreading COVID-19.
Right.
So,
or contracting it, I suppose,
or
too.
Contracting it, yes.
So there you go.
Yeah, and gentle reminder, if you've been vaccinated... I know you've been vaccinated.
I have.
I've had my first shot.
Okay.
You can still spread it. You can still spread it.
And that's
In fact,
the thing.
You're more likely to be an asymptomatic spreader. There is a great video from the Mayo Clinic on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/readfarmington.
There you go.
Yes.
You can see what we're talking about there.
Yeah, exactly.
But great. But one of the things we want to talk about is if folks do need to come to the library, there are still some services they can do in person. At the library, you've got computers.
We've got computers, and that's the most common question we're getting, because when we first reopened in June, we didn't have the staff to offer computer use. Of course, that's the main thing people need, especially if you're filing for unemployment.
Sure.
If you're registering for your COVID vaccine, if you haven't done that yet, using our computers, they are available. You get one login with your library card and PIN.
Right.
And then you're guaranteed 30 minutes. If no one is waiting, you can get some extensions. We have had some people waiting and have not been able to offer the extensions. So
gotcha.
But you're guaranteed 30 minutes.
Right. So you can hopefully get what you need to get done in that 30 minutes.
Yes.
Without having to extend your time.
Without getting, and it's all managed by the computer. It's not Aaron or Josh at the ranger desk who arbitrarily decide.
They're not walking by with stopwatches?
They're not, no.
Okay, well, that's
no.
Good.
We have this great system called PC reservation.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in and all the computers are being used, we'll get you signed up on PC reservation and it'll let you know when which computer will be available when. So
great.
It's basically like a virtual line.
Yeah.
It's a fast pass.
There you go. Like Disney.
Like at Disney.
There
yes,
you are.
Exactly.
See? Well, perfect.
So,
and so
yeah.
Part of that though is being able to print, right?
Right.
And
right
we talk
now,
about that.
People are trying to print tax forms. We don't have the federal tax forms. The government doesn't tell, they just send them when they send them, basically.
Right.
That's all we have. But if you have the document, like on your smartphone or on your home computer, you don't have to use your login to print.
Okay.
What you can do is you can use on your smartphone, it's an app called Printer On. On any computer, it's if you go to our website at infoway.org, click mobile printing. And what you can do is basically send the document to our printer and then pick it up at the library within 72 hours.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah.
So
because
I know there's
super
a lot
easy
of,
to use.
Yeah. A lot of folks who have computers at home, but maybe not a printer
don't
at home.
Don't have a printer.
But they have
yeah.
to print something, and so this is a great way to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the app called Printer On, it'll work when you're traveling. So if you're, you know, traveling
Who's
to...
Who's traveling? No one's traveling.
Well, when you do travel,
okay.
yes, you'll be able to use it. It'll tell you hotels that have the same service or locations where
right.
you can do the same service. So you can send it, you know, so instead of worrying about keeping track of a flash drive or your prints, if you're doing like a
yeah.
business presentation, you send it to the printer and you pick it up in 72 hours.
Well, back in the olden days when we could travel, people would always wonder how to print out like a boarding pass or something.
Right. Right, yeah. And there actually, if you go to infoway.org, click mobile printing, the first thing it says is, here's how to print a boarding
Well, there you
pass.
go. See?
So,
So, but you're right.
yes, yeah.
It is opening. Things are opening back up slowly but surely.
Right.
And so as things do open up, this is a great resource to have at the library. Is this relatively new, or have you had this for a while?
We've had it, gosh, maybe a year or
Okay.
so. It's one of those things that while we're trying to get a handle on it, we didn't really push it.
Right.
But now that we've got a better handle on it and have tested it out and know how it works, it's such a valuable resource. And that's a lot of people who come in to use a computer lab are coming in to print something.
Sure.
If you have a smartphone, if you have pretty much any device, this works, and it saves the computers for, someone who needs to, it helps with the virtual line,
Right. Moves
basically.
it along.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So,
So.
yeah, and the print is just saved. You put in an email address, and then you walk into the library, beep, bop, boop, put in your email address, it'll pull up your print, you pay for it,
Off you go.
and away you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a charge, obviously, to use
There
this.
is a chart. It's the
Because
same as any prints, 10 cents for black and white per page, and then 75 cents for color.
Okay.
So, yeah.
there you go.
Yeah.
Printer on. That's the name
Yes.
of it. Okay.
Yes.
I like it. Very good.
Yeah.
The other things I know that you're doing, of course, you're using a lot of Facebook Live and YouTube and the Zoom
Yes.
with all your virtual programs. And so you've kind of, the library's expanded into some of these other online platforms.
Yes, it has been a learning experience. So you might notice the videos, are vastly different. But we are doing video story times.
Right.
So every Monday at 10 a.m., a new story is released. It's available for that week. Of course, we want you to, log on with your child and read the story together
Yeah.
as we read it. And then it's posted on YouTube. So we'll do a Facebook Live. We'll do a Facebook post, and then it's also posted on YouTube. You can find our Facebook page and our YouTube channel on our website at infoway.org. There's a
Right.
big YouTube block,
Logo.
and yeah,
Yeah.
just clickety click, and you're there. And then we're continuing our trivia night. So that's something that we started just before the pandemic. It was going really well, and so we just changed it over to Zoom. So I know there's a lot of Zoom fatigue, but this is fun Zoom. So
Yes, right.
it's competitive trivia, different topics
You could
every
show off
month.
all your cool Zoom backgrounds
Yes,
with these, right? So
yeah.
there's
So,
that.
like, if you're joining the Game of Thrones
Oh,
trivia,
right.
you can have a Game of Thrones Zoom background. Wouldn't that be fun?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
We'll
a lot
talk
of our
about that.
programs for families we're doing on Zoom. So,
Right.
and then last week for Read Across America,
Right.
we tried out Facebook Live, and that went really well. That was a lot of
Nice.
fun. Yeah,
Very
I
cool.
brought in my dog. I ride Go Dog Go.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Edith did not, Edith, your dog, did not look too interested in the story. She was more interested in like what was going on in the other parts of the room, it looked
There
like.
was a lot going on,
Yeah.
and she is, not a smart dog. When
Well,
we when we
she's pretty.
when she's pretty, yes.
Yes.
So when we read at home,
Yes.
and there's just me, a book, and some treats, she's very into
Well, that would do it. That
it.
surely would do it. I understand, but.
So we all took a turn. We did Facebook Live. It went really well. And then those videos we are still on our Facebook page. They were
You
on
can
our
check it. You
Facebook
can
page for a
watch
week. Yeah.
Edith listen to the story.
Yes.
It's still there. So, very good. And that is again the every week you have a new story.
Have a new story because early childhood literacy is so important. We know with the schools having been out, and doing it virtually, kids are falling behind. And those fourth grade reading skills for New Mexico are just, they're not good,
Right.
we'll say. So
This could help.
this is definitely going to help.
Yeah.
We follow the Every Child Ready to Read model, which is getting pre-kindergarten kids ready to learn the skills they need for learning to read
In kindergarten, when they
in
get there.
kindergarten.
So
Yeah,
they're going to
when they get
get.
to
Yeah,
kindergarten. So,
perfect.
yeah.
That's great.
So right now we're doing it with videos. We hope to, go back to in-person programming Because that one-to-one interaction is so important. So I encourage you to, read a book with your child, and watch the story times with your child. So,
Right. Which are great. And I know you put a lot of work into those story times because, in addition to reading the stories, you're also showing us the illustrations and we could follow along at home and check them all out if you don't have the book at home to look at while you're reading. So.
So it is a lot of work, but it's so worth it when we can get those reading skills up in our
Sure.
community. That's just it's so imperative.
Yeah. No, that's
So
great. And every Monday, a new story.
every Monday a new story. It runs for a week, so
Okay.
and then we have to take it down every Monday because of licensing, the publishers. They give us a
Copyright, all
week.
that stuff. I understand.
So
I hear you. But it's up there. There you go, everybody.
there you
And
go.
the stories are suitable for all ages and
All ages,
they're great.
they're a lot of fun. And then we have our take and make craft bags, which are
Yes.
also for all ages.
Nice.
We have a kid appropriate one over at the youth services desk
Right.
every Tuesday. It's a new one
Every single Tuesday.
every single Tuesday.
Okay.
And then every other Tuesday, we have one that's appropriate for teens and adults.
Gotcha.
So,
And they usually include most of the materials that you would need for these crafts, the bags, right? The craft bags.
So, last week we had the string art, and right in the video we say you need a hammer. So,
So you're
but
not giving away
everything's
bags of hammers.
we're not giving away bag hammers.
Okay.
We're just,
Yeah.
shooting them out there with a t-shirt cannon,
No, let's not do that. I don't think that would go well. But yeah.
No.
But the string,
So,
I bet you gave away.
yes, the
See?
string and the nails and the wooden board to
There you
nail it
go.
to. And if you miss out on the craft bag, you can always catch up on the how-to video. And like for my hot dog pillowcase one, I told you how to buy the supplies.
You're making pillowcases out of hot dogs?
I am not.
Oh,
It's
okay.
a fun, fancy sewing technique.
I see.
That it's three seams and you make a pillowcase.
Okay.
It's cr it's yeah, and you have to watch the video to see why it's called a hot dog pillowcase for it to make
Obviously,
sense.
obviously.
Yes. So if you miss the craft bag, you can still watch the video and get some great ideas. And then remember, we've got Creative Bug, which
Right,
is
that online resource.
an online resource which is free with your library card. You can pay for a subscription or you can get it for free through the library. So
Right.
that's totally your choice.
Right. But it's the same thing, right? Same
It's the
content.
exact same thing.
Okay.
So
I'm just saying.
I would say get the
Right.
free one.
Spend your
Get the
money on
free
the craft supplies.
on the craft supplies. Yes. And there's some great videos on there. I did a pie carrier
Right.
that I learned off of Creative Bug.
I
Again,
believe that was a holiday gift.
it was a holiday gift. Three seams and I was done.
Look at that.
So if you are a sewist, there's a lot of great sewing ideas. If you
Right.
don't know how to sew, there's tutorials on how to start sewing. There's tutorials on how to use your Cricut. If you have one of those, there's tutorials on like cupcake decorating and cake
Interesting.
decorating and just anything and everything. It's
Cool.
all on there on Creative Bug. It's amazing.
And do some of these craft bag ideas come from Creative Bug, or are they
They
different?
do,
Okay.
yes.
So that's your inspiration for these projects, right?
So I had been watching the pie carrier one, and I was like, okay, well, this is on Creative Bug, but I know a nifty sewing trick to do this hot dog pillowcase, so that's why I did the video,
Right.
because that's not on Creative Bug, but if you like the pie carrier, you can do the hot dog pillowcase or vice versa.
There you go.
So yeah, if you are sick of sewing masks.
Right. Something a little different.
Some of us needed a little
That's
break.
true. But as you're saying, these are, again, there's craft ideas for younger kids every Tuesday.
Every
So you can pick
Tuesday
up
at the
your
youth
craft
services
bag,
desk, yeah.
and then every other Tuesday for teens and adults.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes. So check every Tuesday at the youth services desk, and if you're there, check it at the youth services desk, see if there's anything.
There you go. And you have them, I guess, just while supplies last, right?
While
When they're
supplies
gone, they're
last, yeah,
gone. So maybe if
exactly.
you wait till Wednesday, you may be out of luck.
Apparently the hot dog pillowcase did not make it into the second week. Sometimes they make
Ah.
it into the second week, sometimes they don't.
Gotcha. Well,
So, yeah.
high demand.
Yeah, well, free fabric, you know.
That'll do it, too.
For sewists, yeah, that's a big deal.
I guess so. That'd be a big deal. That's very true.
Yes.
Very true. Well, some other events that you have coming up that we want to talk about, virtual events. I know you've done this in the past, and I think it's been really popular, these genealogy events, right?
Why we're doing another one, March 18th.
Family history stuff, right?
Family history stuff. Megan Bennett, one of our librarians, she is just a guru on this, knows all the free resources. We have a couple of resources, including the library edition of Ancestry.com.
Right.
If you have a personal subscription to Ancestry.com, which offers more, it different than CreativeBug. CreativeBug, if you don't pay for it, you get the same.
Right.
Ancestry, if you use the library edition, you don't get as much as if you pay for.
A little bit different levels,
levels,
yeah.
And you can't use it outside of the library.
Right. But I guess if you were thinking about maybe buying an Ancestry.com membership,
try it out first
to see a little bit of what you get,
yeah,
that's a great way to test it out.
Absolutely.
See?
And then Megan will teach you how to get the most out of it. She can teach you some tips and tricks how to get the most. There's some free – she can teach you how to search the free database from Ellis Island.
Right.
And
a lot of public records available. But sometimes it can seem like a rabbit hole, and you're just going from search to search and not really finding what you want.
Oh, it's always a rabbit hole.
You can help maybe narrow down those searches so you're spending your time more productively.
Yes. So if you go to infoway.org right now, click on the library events calendar.
Okay.
Click on the actual event for the virtual genealogy workshop.
March 18th.
Click on that. You can register, and then you can tell Megan what you want to know, and she can tailor the workshop.
Look at that.
Specifically for what you want to know.
Nice.
So registration isn't required, but it's highly recommended, so that way she can plan, and if you're asking a question that she may not be as about something that she may not be as familiar with, she has time to, you know, delve into it and help you. So she's amazing at these genealogy things.
Right.
So
that's awesome.
She's a great resource.
Right. For our radio audience, 6 o'clock, Thursday, March 18th.
Yes.
By Zoom. And again, you can get the link if you go to infoway.org, which is the library's website, and get signed up to join and then get all the details about that event coming up.
Yeah.
It is a virtual genealogy workshop.
Yes.
Coming up from the library. Now, you mentioned this earlier, Game of Thrones trivia.
Game of Thrones.
Wow. Look at that. On March 25th.
Get your Zoom Game of Thrones background ready.
Yes.
You're sitting on the Iron Throne.
Right.
So,
or dragon over your shoulder, whatever.
Yeah, dragon over your shoulder.
Whatever.
You know, get out your pet dragon.
Happens.
Or your dog in a dragon costume, as I would do.
Right.
So Thursday, March 25th, you can participate in our Game of Thrones trivia night. So if you've watched every episode forwards, backwards, and upside down, you might have a chance.
There you go.
So there's hard questions, there's easy questions, and it's open to everyone. You can compete as a team. You can compete as an individual. It's pretty open-ended. So.
And do you have some prizes?
Oh, of course.
Okay, just checking.
Fabulous prizes.
Fabulous.
Yeah, not the Iron Throne.
No, not that.
You cannot win the Iron Throne during Game of Thrones trivia.
Well, spoiler alert, didn't it get melted?
Oh, did it? Oh, it did, yeah.
Okay. anyway.
That was pre-pandemic. I don't remember what life was like before.
Right, I hear you. I understand. But anyway, trivia night, and you're doing these almost every month, aren't you? Doing
We're
a trivia
doing two
event?
Months, yeah. So it's like every other week.
That's right.
So yeah.
Thursday, March 25th at 6 o'clock, the Game of Thrones trivia night.
Yes.
So. And you've had some pretty popular ones, I think, in the
past,
right?
Oh, we have, yeah. Megan, again, bringing up Megan.
Right.
She has done, like, every version of Star Trek, just about.
Nice.
And she gets, like, really into this Star Wars. In fact, I think she's got a Star Wars prequels one coming up April or May.
Okay.
I believe, yeah, so.
So stay tuned.
Watch the prequels.
Everybody, that's true.
Yes.
Very, very true. The next trivia night on April 8th. Is at 6 p.m., and that's Books to Movies.
Think Real Readers.
Uh-huh.
A program that will come back
right.
after the after the public health order. So real readers was where you would read the book, watch the movie.
Right.
So basically all these questions are going to be books that were turned into movies.
Got it.
So, and I think you'll be, this one's going to be a tough one because I think you're going to be surprised at the sheer amount of movies that you didn't know were previously books.
Right.
It happens to me all the time, and I work at a library, so I'm like, that was a book? What?
Right.
So it could pretty much be anything.
That's just about.
Literally.
That's true.
Any book that has been turned into a movie, so good luck with that.
Yeah.
But that'll be Thursday night, April 8th, 6 o'clock. You can get the link by clicking on, go into infoway.org, click on library events, click on the event.
There you go. So. And you'll be all set to go. And again, you can compete individually or with a team.
With a team. Yeah. This one, you might want a team.
Yeah, I think so. It's a pretty broad category. So
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. I think so.
And so they divvy up the trivia nights into different categories.
Right.
So, like, and I don't know what the categories are. So, like, Game of Thrones could be, you know, questions about House Targaryen, questions about, you know, Peter Dinklage, questions about, you know. So right. this could be, you know, children's movies, action movies, this, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay. So,
I will give you one answer, though.
Okay.
The book was better.
Always?
Always. Always and forever.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Got it. Very good. Okay. Some of the other things coming up. Let's take a look. This is the Dinner, Drinks, and Death.
The third installment.
Wow. The third.
A little while ago, did you see the Saturday Night Live with the song about true crime? They
right.
For their boyfriend to leave?
Right.
Yes. So that's a thing.
Apparently.
Yes.
Apparently.
So... So we're going to
You guys were ahead of the curve before SNL picked it up because you've been doing this now.
It's the third one. It's Amanda and Kristen.
Okay.
They are trendsetters.
They are indeed. How about that?
They are really into it. It concerns me every once in a while.
Right.
But, you know, I did just watch, what was the one about the Cecil Hotel on Netflix?
Oh.
Yeah. So, very mysterious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So this is an event, again, radio audience, we can't see the graphic that you've built.
That's right.
The tombstone in the wine glass.
Yes.
This is on Wednesday, April 14th. Again, talking, a discussion, not a trivia, but a discussion
yes.
about these true crime movies, TV shows, whatever, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So books, of course.
Oh yeah, books.
Well, I know, crazy, right?
Yeah, books.
So yes, there are a lot. We have a whole big true crime in the nonfiction section.
Yeah.
And basically, it's open topic.
Okay.
So think of it as getting together with your friends, and one says, "Oh, did you see that documentary about the Cecil Hotel?" And then. It goes from there.
Everybody just chimes in.
Yeah. So, and because we're doing it on Zoom, one of the popular things about book groups is having a glass of wine with your book group, which, of course, we can't do if the book group is meeting at the library.
That's right. But at home.
If we're meeting in Zoom, it's your call.
There you go. There you are.
Responsible.
Yes. But you're already at home, so.
Yes. So sometimes you need that to help with the discussions. So,
right.
Yes.
And maybe it's wine. Maybe it's just some apple juice and a stemware glass.
It could be Mountain Dew, whatever you want.
There you are.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's coming up. That's April 14th.
Yes.
And
triple
again,
D.
All of these events are on the library's website, events calendar.
Yes. So if you go to infoway.org and just click events calendar, it's up there toward the top of the page. You can find it pretty easily.
There you go.
So.
Very good. And so, again, these are the major events you've got planned at the library, of course, for over the next few weeks. But there's always stuff that you're adding to the calendar.
We're adding stuff all the time. And right now we're working on summer reading.
Okay.
We think we will be having some in-person programming outside.
Right.
This
As
summer.
As things warm up and open up, that'd be great.
Yes. Yeah. So it kind of depends, but you can register and start logging your books May 1st.
Okay.
The theme is Tales and Tails, T-A-I-L-S.
Oh, how clever.
T NTALES. That's the national program. We didn't come up with that.
Oh, okay.
But it is pretty clever, nice. Isn't it? Yeah. So,
Predict more videos with dogs. It's what I can see coming.
Well, not until you mentioned it, but now that you mention it, yes.
Okay, here you go.
I will find a way to work my dog in.
See, there you are. But perfect.
Yes.
But that's what's coming. And, of course, we're all excited that as Farmington and Samaun County have reached stage yellow.
Yellow, yes.
More things are able to reopen, indoor dining at certain capacities. And so as we get hopefully to green and turquoise, that then sets the stage for more things to reopen and more gatherings indoors and outdoors.
So absolutely.
You'll be following whatever those are.
Right. And we know everybody's tired of it, but if we just keep going, keep doing what we're doing, keep your cooties to yourself.
Right.
We can get there. So.
Right. And we are. And we're heading in the right direction.
We are absolutely heading in the right direction. Let's keep going in that direction. We're all tired. We're all frustrated. We are all burnt out. Our staff, you can tell we're tired. So if you do come to the library, a little kindness is appreciated.
Sure.
So we don't like wearing the masks either, but it's necessary to get to that next level.
That's true. So, of course, masks are required at the library.
Masks are required. Properly worn masks at the library. That is the key. So
nose and mouth.
This isn't going to work. Yeah.
Cover your nose and mouth. There you go.
Wash your hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jaylee, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Always a pleasure to come in here.
All the things that are going on at the library, even virtually. There's still a lot that's going on. And I know folks really appreciate, I think, all the things you guys have been offering, even in the reduced capacity, to be able to at least have some extra stuff going on and happening during this whole time. So thank you.
Just a reminder, we strongly encourage you to use our online resources at infoway.org. It'll save you a trip into the library. And anytime you can stay home, it's going to help us move in the right direction.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, infoway.org is the place to go to answer all your questions and see all the things that are coming up from the Farmington Public Library. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Jenny Lee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.